Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 42. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with me, Justin Smith, and the man himself, Mr. Colin Sheridan.
Good evening, hello, Justin. Colin. Good hello. Evening. Good evening.
And joining
you... Stop talking over me, please.
Carry on, then.
Good evening, Justin.
All I was going to say is, and today marks the second time round that we're recording an episode significant to life, the universe, and everything. It's a little Easter egg there, seen as we're recording just after Easter.
Yeah, very good.
Yes, I thought so. Brilliant. I feel like it's not worth the build up now. Anyway. Oh dear. Yes, by the sounds of things, we're both in good moods today. So let me ask you, Colm, what's got you in a good mood? What's been going on with you?
Well, I've been off this week, so that's a reason to be happy, I suppose.
Yeah.
I had a nice Easter in Rachel's. We had a bit of dinner and Amelia was there. And apparently I'm not the favourite anymore. Sandra is. Oh. She doesn't want to know me at the moment, but you know. My time will come and I'll be ready, waiting. So other than that, not much else. Next Thursday will be the final exam in the virtualization. So that'll be subject done and dusted, the last subject. I have to do one or two additional bits that I'm helping to set up a non-accredited course, and also applied for a job in Bray for a lecturer's assistant of sorts. So it's a bit far, but I'm just really putting my feelers out there just to see what feedback I get back from them and if there's any pointers they can give me when regard to applying for these type of jobs. So yeah, and what about yourself, Justin?
It's been a few things going on. I finished the Ipswich Blood Bowl League. Finished on a high, but getting there was on a low.
After
drawing the first game, I was in with a chance to win the championship on my last run out with the current team. I lost the next game quite badly.
Ooh.
To the point where I pretty much kind of, you know, sulked and gave up with a turn to go.
Yeah.
And that allowed my opponent to score another touchdown and beat me 3-0. But I got some light relief in the sense that I won the last game. And that, at the time, meant that I had a one win, one draw, one loss. So I was ranked second in the group. But knowing that the person that beat me and the person that I beat still had a game each to play, it could have gone badly or it could have gone worse. But I ended up finishing third out of four in the top knockout section. So okay. I get a, well, I don't really get a bronze medal, but I have won something. I've won most casualties for beating up the most amount of people in this league. So yeah, that's cool. Finished.
So you got a prize for bullying.
Yeah, I get to hang on to a trophy for a few months until the end of the next season that just says most casualties.
Okay.
The previous winner was me, and the previous winner was also me. Yeah, I've won it the last
time. So it's the third time in a row.
Yeah, but it will be the last time that I'm going to win this one.
Because okay. You're not going there anymore.
I won't have all the strong players that I had this time round.
All right.
So, yeah, that's happened. With the Northern Ireland Blood Bowl Discord, those of us that are going to represent the country later in the year. We have been working hard on designing a shirt, and it looks like I'm in charge of ordering the shirts. So we have designed a shirt for Team Nibbler.
Very good.
And we've got a little logo, which is the
Nibbles.
It's the outline of Northern Ireland with Nibbler from Futurama. So
very good. No copyright and infringement there, no.
Well, no, we're not making money off it, so okay. You know, it's. If they're going to try and claim copyright off that, I'd say, have you been to QWERTY ever? and seen some of the designs they've got on that, because I think, you know, there's definitely some copyright infringement going on there.
Oh, defo.
Yeah. No, this is surely fair use. Anyway.
Yeah.
I found out earlier this week, or I was told earlier this week, that as of next week, my work hours are changing.
From what?
Well, my manager basically said, we don't want to work all day on a Friday anymore, so we're going to finish at 1 o'clock on a Friday. And that means you're going to have to make up all those hours that you would work on a Friday afternoon earlier in the week. And basically, you get 4 slightly longer days, and then you get Friday afternoons off.
That's good.
I'm going to be doing 8 till 5 Monday to Thursday with a 45-minute lunch. And
right.
Then working 8:30 till 1 on a Friday.
No. Oh.
That's my 37 and a half hours.
Well, that's... Are you happy with that, sir?
I'm not happy about the fact that I'm actually going to have to get out of bed before 8 o'clock, but...
Oh, God love you.
And I said, but what about days, you know, like I've got some weeks coming up where I've booked Friday annual leave. And she went, oh, well, because you'll be taking 7.5 hours, but you're only going to be working for 4.5 hours. Well, I tell you what, if you've got any like odd days and you're not booking off a whole week, if you've just got odd days, then just do your old hours that week. I'm like, right, well, next week I've got Tuesday and Thursday off because I'm looking after Ruth's daughter. So I've bearing in mind I'm supposed to start my new hours, I'm immediately going to not be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of Ruth's daughter, earlier this week, on Tuesday, was her 9th birthday.
Wow, 9th. Wow. Nearly getting the double figures.
Nearly, yeah. I mean, we're getting the sass. She's started being sassy.
Sassy, okay.
Yeah, and she's growing. She's looking a lot taller these days.
Oh, good, good.
But she was very, very happy with the lots of money I spent on her. She was happy with all her presents, but...
good.
I told Ruth a few months ago that I'm going to order something from Nintendo, and Ruth kind of got an idea of the cost and went, I was like, look, I have the luxury, I can afford to do this, and I want to. So... The pink Joy-Con controllers got released a couple of weeks ago. So she had a set of those in the box. And Princess Peach Showtime.
Oh,
and
very good.
A selection of extras that were only available if you ordered through the My Nintendo store. So, like a pin badge and a book and a carrier bag and,
oh.
You know. So, yeah, she was well happy.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Apparently she... Well, not apparently. I popped down to watch this morning. She was playing a little bit of Princess Peach today.
Cool.
Yes. Ruth had to leave the room because she said, some of it's so easy and I'm getting wound up by the fact that she's not getting it. And she's okay. Like, no, she will play the game herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So that's kind of what's been going on here, really. Easter, obviously, last week, so a nice 4 days off work, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Visited some family, went down to Tesco to buy all the reduced chocolate on Monday night.
Now, you see, reduced chocolate eggs, yes?
Yes.
We don't seem to have that anymore. They must have got their logistics correct or something. But the last couple of years, you won't see an Easter egg in the shops on Easter Eve on the Saturday. They just won't have any. In fact, there was no normal eggs in the shop come Easter Sunday Eve, which was on the Saturday. The whole shelf was empty of normal, like, edible eggs, chicken's eggs. Not an egg inside. So, I mean, maybe somebody got confused and thought they needed to get 10 eggs instead of
10 the Easter eggs.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the last couple of years now I noticed, because I was like yourself, Justin, I used to pop in the next day just to pick up a few cheapos. And I've noticed that in the last couple of years, that doesn't seem to happen anymore. They seem to get their stock right, or they don't overstock like they used to, and they just seem to, you know, sold out the day before Easter. Everything's gone, apart from a few crappy ones that nobody wants. But certainly by the next day, they're not in the shops anymore, so I don't know. But anyway, Tesco's taken over here. Anyway, there's Tesco's everywhere now, which I thought was illegal. I thought you had to have it within a certain mile radius. You weren't allowed to have a store of the same name within a couple of mile radius. But no, we've got about 7 Tesco's within a mile. It's mental. I don't like Tesco's.
But think of all the club card vouchers you can get.
Yeah.
I've got a lot in my club card about. We said the other day, she's like, you've got vouchers on the wall here, which are, because when you get the coupon through the post, we stick them up on the fridge. She's like, you got some that are expiring. Where's the rest of them? I was like, oh, I don't know. It's all on the app these days. So we downloaded the app and logged in. And let me just have a look. One moment, please.
They don't sell video games in Tesco's now.
No, they stopped doing that. Not much,
yeah.
So, in club card, I have £30. And the first one of those will expire in November.
Oh, okay.
Last time we had that sort of price, I used them to pay for a trip to the zoo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's kind of what we use them for. You cash them in on the double or triple, like, rewards partners and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's going on, really. So, good times.
Do you shop at Tesco more than you would in Asda?
Well, yeah, we don't go to Asda because it's a bit of a trek to get to. And, as you know, there's a Tesco on the shop corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bearing in mind that's the one that I primarily go to, I rack up a lot of points there. And I think Ruth does the home shopping from Tesco as well. So, but that's all on her account. We'll have our latest delivery tonight.
So you do it online then? Does she?
She does it online. I just pop out when I fancy a snack.
Yeah. You see, I'd be more like Ruth if it was my, you know, responsibility. I'd just shop online. I wouldn't go to the Tesco.
I quite like going to have a walk around the shop, and I like picking up the bargains, but I also have a habit of spending far too much money because I picked up all the bargains that I wouldn't otherwise buy because I didn't need them because I hadn't seen them.
Yeah.
That's how they get you, Colin.
That's how they get you, yes.
Yeah, like we went into B&M the other day, and we'd gone in specifically to look for something for a daughter. Like, it was, I don't know, wrapping paper.
Yeah.
And as we're at the till, they've got some PS4 games. And she went, oh, do you want 2.4 Campus there for a tenner with the DLC? It's like, but... And she went, no, it's only Hospital that's on Plus. You haven't got access to this one. So I was like, all right, yeah, you can get this. Come home. Look online, yeah, it's in the sale for £6. But it doesn't have the DLC.
Oh, brilliant.
And, you know, they can't take the physical away from me. Not like Kinect Tank. Oh, that sodding Kinect Tank column, it's in the PSN sale. £12. Ooh. It's half price.
Oh, dear.
Part of me wants to buy it just for the sake of finishing it, and part of me is going, it's not worth £12. Oh dear. Right. Colin.
Yes.
I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I could probably get away with the back of the box on Switch games for you.
Yes.
I've got a pile of Switch games here for you.
Nice.
So they range from, obviously being on Switch, there's a fair chunk of them in Nintendo First Party. But not all of them. So I'm going to play the intro and then we'll get going.
Cool.
Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box. Back of the box. So, I actually have 10 plus a bonus here, I think. I've added a bonus game in. So, do you want to... One of the boxes is a big box, so let's start with that one.
Yeah.
Because... Okay. It says, get your body moving in real feel sports. You can share Joy-Con controllers with friends and family to play together. Volleyball, badminton, bowling, football, chambara, tennis. Online play. Play online with far-off friends and people all over the world. Collect cool items and rack up enough wins to earn your place in the pro league. Customize your characters. Use the items you get to style your character into a look that suits you. Pro league. Get into the pro league with a string of victories for a chance to take on the cream of the crop. You want to have a guess at this one?
Go sports or something.
Go sports.
Go something. Go sports.
If this was the Wii, what game?
Wii Sports.
Right, but it's not the Wii.
Switch so Sports.
It's Nintendo Switch Sports.
Okay. No, I was thinking of another one. There is a Go Sports game as well. I was thinking of that. That's what it was.
Well, yes, this is Switch Sports.
Okay.
And we have the big box with the leg strap. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I did pick up the little box, but it's got absolutely nothing written on the back of it, so I had to pick up the box.
You know, okay.
The cardboard box.
Cool.
Right, then. Get ready to start a new life on a deserted island paradise. Feel free to interrupt me at any point if you think you've got it straight away. Thank you for choosing Nook Inc. Deserted Island Getaway.
And I'm across New Horizons.
Reconnect with nature. Live however you please with a refreshing change of scenery. Yes, this is Animal Crossing New Horizons, as you well know from your hundreds of hours played.
Yes.
Right. Join the chase. Go undercover and explore a huge Lego city full of action and fun.
Well, you gave it away there. Lego City. Undercover.
It's Lego City Undercover.
You gave it away. You said Lego City.
No, I didn't.
Yes, oh, you
yeah.
did.
Yeah, I did. Play with a friend in local split screen. Collect and customise over 100 vehicles. Don multiple disguises with unique skills and abilities.
Have you tried to play that split screen, no. Justin? Okay.
I haven't played it at all.
All right. It's a very good game. Well, I played it on the Wii U. I finished it on the Wii U. It's just as well I'm not reading them out this week because I left my glasses downstairs and if I had to have to switch box, I wouldn't see a thing.
I don't think it's going to take you long to get this one. Embark on a captivating adventure.
Mario Odyssey.
Bowser's kidnapped Princess Peach and plans to make theirs the wedding of the century. But not if Mario can help it. Join him and his new pal Cappy on an epic journey through mysterious ruins, a neon-lit cityscape, a forest full of machines, and other thrilling and exotic locales.
Awesome game.
Caps off to Mario. Use your cat to defeat baddies. Launch into a jump. Take control of your enemies. Amiibo can help you out, sold separately.
Let's not mention them.
Okay. An uncharted planet chock full of castaways? Sounds like a job for you and the...
You and the...
Collect treasure, complete in Dandori battles, and encounter curious creatures.
Is this a Nintendo exclusive?
This is a Nintendo first party, yes. You have definitely seen this game. I know this as you've had your hands on this game.
Mario Party.
No.
Oh, okay. What do you mean I've had my hands on this game?
I mean, you have literally had your hands on this exact game.
Give me a description of the box, please.
Right, on. Okay, so... we're doing back of the box, so...
Did I play it?
No, well, you haven't played this copy, no.
No, did I play a copy? Another?
No, I don't think you have, no.
Okay.
Right.
Has it got a little woolly thing?
I mean, there's...
Yoshi!
It doesn't have Yoshi on it, no.
Yoshi's Woolly World, no?
No.
Okay.
Right, and I believe it's Yoshi's Crafted World on the Switch.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah.
So, this also features Rescue Pup Ochi. Explore with new kinds of... and your pup partner, Ochi.
Well, that's one of them... Bluey. Not Bluey. No. It's Paw Patrol.
No.
Oh, okay.
So, the back
your
of the box...
partner...
The back of the box has a little lady in a spacesuit.
Ah, it's Pikmin.
Go on.
Pikmin. I had my hands on both of them boxes, actually.
Both of them. I've got three Pikmin boxes here, Colin.
Yeah, but I gave you two of the boxes, one for you and one for the other lady in your life. And which okay. one did I... Is it a... No, I go for Pikmin 4.
It's Pikmin 4.
Yay! You know, what's he talking about? I didn't nick that from his house.
I thought you'd get that when I said you've had your hands on it. Right. Okay. One, two, three, four. Right.
Have you played it yet? No.
It's still sealed.
Oh, cool.
Not through, you know, lack of wanting to. I want to play Mario Odyssey before I start a new game on the Switch.
Oh, you haven't played Mario Odyssey?
Well,
no.
I started to, but then Ruth's daughter commandeered it, and I never saw the cart again.
That's great.
Right. So, this is. Yeah, this is a first-party title, but it's not. You wouldn't think it, necessarily, until you realise that it has only been on Nintendo consoles.
Mm.
So, the Bionis and the Mechanis.
Oh, yes.
Two great titans. Mm. There remains the scene of an epic adventure about to begin.
Xenoblade Chronicles.
Go on.
Xenoblade Chronicles 1.
I mean, I'll give you that. It's Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition.
Oh, Definitive Edition, yeah. Yes.
Yes, because Xenoblade Chronicles 1 was the Wii U.
I never played...
Or was it Wii?
...much of them, but I do remember the Bionicles.
Not the Bionicles. That's a Lego thing.
The Bionicles, or whatever you call them.
The Bionis and Mechonis. They're the yes. two, like, giant things.
Gods, yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, they live on their backs, don't they?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. Cool, yeah, I got that one.
Okay.
It's Xenoblade Chronicles X I would like them to bring out on the Switch.
Yeah, I mean, like I could have gone nearly half this list with Xenoblade Chronicles, because we've got...
Yeah.
We have Chronicles. We have Chronicles 2. We have the Chronicles 2 spin-off pre... equal thing, and we have Chronicles 3.
Nice.
So, right. Change the world with the power of... I'm not going to say that word.
Hmm.
Mysterious transformations. Choose your badge.
Choose your badge.
Switch up the way you play. Each course contains its own unique surprises. Customise your powers to each course's features and your own playstyle. New power-ups. Grab items to take on new forms.
Grab items to take on new forms.
Yeah, any more than that and I'd be giving it away.
It's not Mario Kart, is it?
It's not. It is a first-party Mario title, and it is a title I have finished.
Ah, yes. No, Mario Wonders.
Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Yeah, Wonder, yeah. Okay, good. Okay.
So, yes, yeah, so it would have been change the world with the power of Wonder. That would have given it away. Wonder Flowers, switch up the way you play.
Yeah, yeah.
New power-ups, Elephant Mario, Bubble Mario, and Real Mario. Any of those would have given it away.
Classic.
Takes to the stage to save the day. Grape and the Sour Bunch have taken over Sparkle Theatre and are turning all of its plays into tragedies. Can step into the spotlight and restore their true endings.
It's not a Persona game, is it?
No.
Okay. Their true endings. Is this a first party title as well?
This is first party.
I'll have to give you a bit more, sorry. Have I played this game?
I very much doubt it.
Okay. And it's definitely not a Persona game, no?
It's definitely not. No, it's a first-party Nintendo game.
Okay.
So, on the back, it features Stella the Sparkle Sprite. Stella's power unlocks a whole cast of transformations.
Stella the Sparkle Sprite.
Swashbuckle your way to victory. Wow the audience with your sweet creations. And give your enemies the boot with powerful kicks.
Is this a kid's game?
I mean, you could call it that. It's got a Peggy 7 rating.
And it's a known franchise.
Yes, it's a very, very famous franchise.
Oh, it's not that pink blob thing.
No.
Kirby.
It's
Kirby.
Not Kirby, no.
Okay, well. And it's not Mario Party.
Correct, it's not Mario Party.
Oh, correct. It's not Mario Party. No, you've lost me. I haven't a clue.
I have mentioned it on this show already today.
Ah, oh, it's Princess Peach.
Specifically?
Princess Peach. Blah, 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 blah. Wonder, I don't know.
Princess Peach. Showtime.
Showtime, yes. Okay, thank you.
I ran down and I said, can I borrow this game? She said, it's got Animal Crossing in it. I went, no, it's not to play the game. It's just to ask Colin about the back of the box.
Touché, very good.
Right. This is not a Nintendo exclusive. But typically these days, Nintendo is where you'll see it.
Yeah.
So... I'm going to give you a bit of leeway on this one. 40 new songs. From the hottest tracks to top classics.
Dance.
Did you want to elaborate on that?
That Ubisoft. Proxy.
Yes.
Dance. What's dance? Dance.
If it was a song by Lady Gaga, what would it be called?
Lady Gaga.
What was her first single called?
Gaga.
Lady Gaga, yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a feckin' scientist. I'm not a mastermind on Lady Gaga. Dance, dance. Dance, dance, UK. Just dance.
Just It is just dance.
2020... I don't think you'd have the new one, so I'd say 2022.
I said I was going to give you a bit of leeway on this one, because I wasn't actually going to ask you for the year, but this specific one is 21. Which,
one away.
If I started going through the songs, you might have guessed, I don't know.
No, I'm 56, I'm not up with the latest tune, so I probably wouldn't have. I still think the 80s is only 10 years ago, so, you know... Just Dance. Okay, there you go. Is there any more?
There is.
Oh.
So I've got... this is number 10, and then there's a bonus if you want to. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So let's get the started anytime, anywhere.
Let's get the party started. It's Mario Party. You had to have it in there somewhere. Is it? Is it Mario Party?
Do you know what? I thought about getting Mario Party Superstars just for the amount of times you've said Mario Party. And it's also not just called Mario Party.
No. But it is a Mario Party game.
Oh, and it is that game, but it's called more than that.
Mario Party.
No, you're missing a word at the front.
Super Mario Party.
Let's get the Mario Party started anytime, anywhere. All of the fun of Mario Party is back in super form on Nintendo Switch. Fill the party with Joy-Con controllers, strike a pose, row your boat, feel the rhythm and the river in the palm of your hand. Choose your blocks wisely. Use special character-related dice blocks to turn the game around. Pure, unbridled fun. 80 all-new minigames.
That isn't Mario Party 10, is it?
That
got a bit of a slate.
I don't know if they call it Mario Party 10, but...
all right.
It's the first one on the Switch anyway, but Mario Party Superstars is definitely the better of the two.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one I played?
Probably.
When it was over there, yeah.
Superstars plays in about half an hour per game. Mario Party plays in about an hour.
Oh, yeah. I think that was it.
Right. And do you want your bonus?
Yes, please, Bob. Okay.
So, this is not a Switch exclusive.
Okay.
This is more of Breath's games. Although, you might be surprised that it's Breath's and not mine. Anyway, how am I going to do this without giving it away? I don't think you're going to get it anyway. All legends have a beginning. Play as soldier operative Zack Fair and trigger the events that lead up to another game. Engage in fast-paced, real-time action combat to uncover the dark secrets of Shinra's experiments and the monsters they create.
That isn't Valkyrie Chronicles, is it?
It is not.
Oh, okay. And this is a game Root played?
No, I don't think she's played it yet.
Oh, she has it. It's in her collection.
Yeah. I think this is the remake of a PSP game.
Final Fantasy Tactics.
No. That was a DS game.
Final Fantasy...
It was a Game Boy Advance game, to be fair, Final Fantasy Tactics. So, come on, Final Fantasy what?
Final Fantasy... Oh, it was a PSP game, wasn't it?
Yes.
And, yeah, I know what it is, but I can't remember. It's Final Fantasy Rebirth. No?
Rebirth is the new one for 7.
Final Fantasy... Oh, no. I know the one.
I was going to say, you're thinking of the right franchise.
Yeah. It's not Tactics. It's not 12.
All right. No. Which
I know the one that came out. It was a PSP exclusive. And it only came out last year.
It definitely came out on PlayStation last year. It came out on Switch. Came out on PC.
No. What is it?
It's Crisis Core. Final Fantasy VII Reunion.
Oh, cool, yeah. She hasn't played it yet, no?
That is also still... No, she's decided, reluctantly admitted to herself that she is going to try and platinum Like a Dragon.
Awesome. Infinite Wealth.
Infinite Wealth, yeah.
Sweet.
It's the only time I've popped downstairs and she's not been in the middle of something. She's been sat there playing it, just going... I've now finished all the Sujimon. I'm now working on something else. she doesn't want it to end. That's why she's accepted that she's going for the platinum. But then on the other hand, she's going, if I get the platinum, then that means I've done everything. And then there will be no replayability.
Fantastic.
Hmm. So
thank you, Justin.
Thank you for playing. Right.
Back in the box.
Let's move on to asking, what have you been watching?
So I've got quite a list here now, as you can see, Justin. So in the chronological order, I think, Brewster's Millions, which we watched the other day. That was fun. It's the old classic with your man in it. And it's not as good as Hear No Evil, See No Evil, but it's not too bad. So, you know, he's got 30 million. And back in the 80s, 30 million was a hell of a lot of money. So basically, he has to spend the 30 million in 30 days and have nothing to show for it afterwards. So he can't buy himself a house and he can't buy any assets and he can't have anything to show for it. And if he does manage to do it, he gets 300 million. Or he doesn't have to do it all and gets a million. So He takes on the challenge and
he doesn't know the time that he's going to get 300 million, does he?
No, he does. They told him at the start.
Okay.
They told him, well, if you take up the challenge and you do succeed, you'll have all my fortune, which is 300 million. Anyway, so then I watched Roadhouse, the original, because Patrick Swayze's in it, and who doesn't like a bit of Patrick the Hip Swayze? Not as good as Justin's hips, but not far off it, I'd have to say. Then I watched it. Oh, God. Conor McGregor. Roadhouse 2024. Oh, my God. How much money did he have to pay these people to be in this movie?
Roadhouse 2024 is with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, Jake Gyllenhaal, but Conor McGregor's in it too as a baddie. And he's just, he's cringy. So I do know Jake Gyllenhaal is a big MMA fan. So maybe he asked for him to be in this. I don't know. But anyway, not as good as the original, but entertaining nonetheless. And then I watched The Accountant with
Ben Affleck
in it, who is a dyslexic kid. Is he a dyslexic?
He's not dyslexic. Autism.
He's on the autistic. He's on the autism spectrum, and his mother wants to send him to a neuroscience and a treatment center, but his father disagrees. So, unable to handle Christian's needs, his mother abandons their family. His father's training him and his brother Braxton in various martial arts, while also encouraging Christian to acclimatate himself to stimulus that trigger him rather than avoiding it. So he's a bit of he's an accountant, but he's also a Robin Hood of sorts. he helps people out in a sadistic type of way. I enjoyed it. And then I watched The Gift, which is your man's in that, what you call him? I get to him. Jason Bateman is in this one, and himself and his wife moved to this new house. While he's in town one day, he comes across one of his old classmates now called Gordo. But you see, Jason Bateman was a bit of a bully, you know, when he was a kid, and Gordo is not happy to see him again. So Gordo takes it upon himself to terrorize Jason and his wife and play all sorts of tricks on him to wreck his head. So yeah, I'll just leave it at that, really. It's actually not bad. Then The Contract. That was a bit of a shit one. I can't really remember that. Then I watched it. I'm on season 3.
Ooh.
Of Star Wars Rebels.
Getting there.
Darth Maul's in here now. He's getting a bit of a cheeky little shit. And And I see young
Ezra.
Padawan Ezra is getting a bit evil. Now, I'm not sure if he's gone to the dark side or not, but he seems to, or maybe it's just his hormones because he's slightly older in this one, but he seems to be getting a bit cheeky, and he has the, he had his hands on the old Sith,
Holocron,
and I think he's getting above his stations, but, yeah, it's turning in good. He's I don't like his hair in this one. He definitely looks evil. He looks like he's turning to the dark side, and that's my take on it at the moment. So then we watch Touching the Void, which is a documentary of sorts based on these British climbers that climbed Mount Everest in impossible scenarios. They're the only ones that have done it like this and survived. So it was quite interesting. And then Rambo Last Blood, because you've got to have a little bit of the loan. And why that man keeps going is beyond me. But there you go. He's bringing out another Rambo, I'm sure, before he's 90. So there you go. Just short, sweet, and totally confusing. But what the hell? What have you been watching, Justin?
For me, my most recently watched thing, last night I caught up with Star Wars The Bad Batch, and the Empire is closing in on The Bad Batch. They've surrounded them, and
season?
Sorry, this is the second. This is the third season, actually.
All right, okay.
The third and final. So,
oh.
Yeah, waiting to see how this is going to play out. Cad Bane has made an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Cad Bane, who is in the Book of Boba Fett and Rebels and the Clone Wars.
Okay.
And prior to that, at the weekend, we all in the house watched Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. So this is a Studio Ghibli film that Mr. Colum gifted me.
Oh, you watched it.
We watched it. We didn't have a clue what was going on.
Good.
Studio Ghibli film from 1984, and it looked pretty in places, and in other places we didn't know what was going on. The main woman in it, she was wearing some trousers that were an awfully sort of skin-coloured design, to the extent where when they kept playing the artwork from behind her, Ruth and her daughter were going, do we really need to see that? And eventually we worked out, no, she's wearing trousers. They're not showing her bottom. Something about there's some sort of like diseased forest, and it's enraging at like insects, and at the end the insects are stampeding, and the woman manages to stop them stampeding, and then the film ends, and we kind of went, but they didn't do anything about the forest. Or did they? Don't know, difficult to say. But Patrick Stewart voices a character in it who has a fantastic moustache. He looks like he's been to Star Trek and bought a tribble and attached it to his front lip. It's an amazing moustache.
So that's the best bit of it, is it?
It was very memorable. off to the cinema to watch Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. So this is the latest Ghostbusters. Had to go and see it in 4DX because that way I got a free slushy as part of the deal.
As you do. You like your slushies, Justin.
Well, I try not to drink them because after I had one in Birmingham where I kind of shut down, it was a bit scary. No, I can see why they continue to make this. But it's really about time that they stopped doing the obligation of putting the old actors in these films. So you have to wonder, have they got a clause in them in the franchise that says if you're going to make a Ghostbusters movie of any type whatsoever, you have to involve the original cast?
Or must be.
Do the original cast just keep getting rolled out off their own back to, you know, try and endorse the film?
Mm.
They didn't really serve much purpose here other than to go, oh, yeah, we're designing, like, a new containment facility and we're studying ghosts now. And that's about it. So it follows, it's a direct sequel to Afterlife, and for some reason the family has moved into the firehouse rather than being in a big farm in the countryside.
No, okay.
And then prior to that, went to see Dune Part 2. It was a very long film. It's very long.
Long, boring, or spectacular?
No, it wasn't spectacular, but I don't think I needed to see this in the IMAX, which is what I did do.
Well, according to Ryan, it's the only way to see
it. Oh, it's definitely not. I mean, God, Colin, knowing you, you'll end up watching it on your phone.
Well, he did say, shame on you for watching such a spectacular movie. And I mean, it is shot in IMAX, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it's shot specifically for IMAX, I believe. I could be wrong. Oh, you wanted to watch it in 4D, did you?
No, I just chose to watch it in the IMAX. But after a while, like, you know, seeing the planet where all the white people come from, they're all pasty white because they're on a planet with a dying sun, so there's not very much light, so they're all, like, not quite albino.
Yeah.
It was very bright, and then you go to the other scenes, and it's very dark.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, it got a bit, my eyes got a bit sensitive after a while from being plunged from dark to light. Yeah, I could imagine.
While drinking your slushy.
No, the slushy was in Ghostbusters.
Oh, right, sorry.
It was Lemon and Slimer.
Oh, very good. Oh, God. Yeah, okay, good. Was it nice?
It was all right.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, there's going to be another Dune film, obviously, because this one, like the last one, just kind of got to a point where they're like, okay, yeah, we'll just stop in it there.
Yeah. Is it a trilogy, or are they going to keep rolling it out until people stop going to it?
I think there probably is just one more to go after this.
Okay.
Yeah, they've dropped some pretty serious like revelations going, oh, well, this person's related to that person, and that person's, you know, this one. And a bunch of characters have gone now, so you won't have to see some of the big names in the next film, because presumably they'll bring in more big names.
Hmm, okay.
But I wouldn't go so far as to say I could even tell you much of what happened. It was that long and boring.
Tedious.
Don't get me wrong, I'll watch the next one when it comes out, but I can't exactly say that I'm excited and looking forward to it. Like some people have been going on about this being, you know, the equivalent of the second coming of the movieverse.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's life.
That is indeed life. So, moving on to Twitter comments, and we had Ian BitDead at BitDead77 with fantastic show at Last Save Loaded. Thank you, Ian. We try to make a fantastic show every week. Well, every week we record, anyway.
Yeah, we do.
And submitting an answer to the previous question of the fortnight, but unfortunately, just after we had finished recording, Andrew K at Mordy71, in relation to what have you been playing, said, I've got into the very addictive card game with some deck building elements roguelike game Balatro on Steam. So, yet another person who is into this Balatro game.
Yeah. It's a card game.
And it's on Steam.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's on consoles or not.
I don't think it is. And I think it's one that I'm going to have to tell Ruth not to try and look at because, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Incidentally, our Slay the Spire Kickstarter should be delivering next week. So we'll have several hundred cards and, you know, boxes and things being delivered next week.
Excellent.
So, I put up a question of the fortnight. We hope you're having a fantastic Easter Easter weekend filled with games and movies. Colin and Justin are recording on Thursday and would like to know what you've been watching. So, we had Dave at Yellowbug 1969 with Watched Three Body Problem on Netflix. It's an 8-part show about humans finding out aliens are planning to come to Earth but won't arrive for 400 years, and a conflict between a group who worship them and others who want to try to stop them. It's weird, but pretty good.
Hmm. So they're fighting over something that's not going to happen for another 400 years. Okay. Alan, game controller, skull, little car, two red dots, at Stylistic Puppy. I saw the new Ghostbusters film last weekend. A decent follow-up to the previous one, but it seemed a bit rushed at the end. An okay watch.
If you haven't seen Ghostbusters Afterlife, I understand it's currently being shown on iPlayer through the IDBM thing, according to my Fire TV, because it popped up on that at the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I'd agree. The end, they kind of built up all this lore about the frozen person.
Yeah.
And then he appears and, yeah, let's just bust the ghost. Done.
Yeah. Anticlimactic.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And do you know what I thought was the most annoying thing about the film?
What?
The fact that the whole reason the big ghosty bad guy exists is, it's their fault. Or rather, it's one specific person's fault. So, bear in mind that part of the point of Ghostbusters 2 was they said that the city had tried to sue them for fraud or whatever. Well, in this one, look, there's a big ghost. Let's go and be heroes by saving everyone from the big ghost that's only here because we summoned it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a bit of an overlooked plot hole there. I'm not going to call them frauds.
No.
Anyway, Paul W at just_wondering_ says, we have been watching season 9 of Junior Bake Off and the first two episodes of the excellent jury thriller, The 12. I watched The Beekeeper, The Creator, American Fiction and French thriller Anatomy of a Fall, hopefully going to watching Bob Marley One Love later today. Well, he didn't come back and tell us that he had watched it, so I'm going to go with he probably did.
Hmm. Well, it hasn't been getting good reviews, apparently, so I don't know. But, you know, to each their own. Mike Green at The Path to Amen. Happy Easter to all. Currently watching The Night Agent on Netflix and Reacher on Prime. Both are really good and worth watching, I think. Also, still on season six of Grey's Anatomy on Disney. Think I'll be watching that for the next 2 years to get through it all. Yes, it's on some crazy season. They're still making that stuff. I mean, seriously. I actually didn't think they were making that anymore, but they are, apparently.
I was disappointed that it's all filmed in colour.
Very good, Justin. you're flying tonight, aren't you? Fucking smart ass.
Dan Ragnar at Justin_Knowles says, TikTok.
Oh, God, Justin, don't go there. I've had my share of TikTok and I just deleted it. Trillion Penguin, a penguin in human's clothing at Bouncy Cynic. What Justin said, minus a couple of films. Very good.
Yeah, she hasn't watched The Bad Batch. She hasn't watched The Ghostbusters in Dune.
Oh, classic.
Although we did, and I put it on the show notes, but just didn't read it out. We did start watching Taskmaster my lunch break on Tuesday, but then stopped because my lunch break ended. So we were about halfway through the first episode of season 17, I think they're on.
Oh, wow. Season 17.
Yeah, they've been going a while.
Hmm. Cool.
So, yeah, that's thank you everyone that has taken the time out of their most likely busy day to send us a message. Colm, yeah. You have some podcast mentions.
Yeah, I'd just like to say Game Burst, 6 minutes with, here's out, Lapsed Gamer Radio, pure dead gaming. And to you, Justin, of course.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'll give a shout out to you and mention that you should listen to Last Save Loaded. Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. You are.
Excellent.
Colm, I was disappointed this morning.
Yeah.
I got up and I looked at Twitch and it said on the, you know, people you follow on Twitch in the broadcast schedule, Thursday mornings, Colm. And I was like, no, there's no Colm stream.
Oh. I know. I'm such an old man. Hermit. I'm a hermit. Yeah, I know.
But, you know, Ruth is streaming quite a bit at the moment. She's been streaming.
She got to 200.
Yeah, she had her own little challenge to get to 200 followers.
Nice.
And she is currently playing a game called Lord Winklebottom Investigates, which stars a giraffe called Lord Winklebottom, who's a bit like Sherlock Holmes, but a bit more clumsy because he's a giraffe. And his Dr. Watson is Dr. Frumples, a well-spoken hippo who has a cup of tea in his hand most of the time. This is after she finished streaming the game Inspector Waffles.
Awesome.
And when she was doing Inspector Waffles, she, as is her way, she was doing some voices. So if you fancy watching a stream of someone who doesn't take it too seriously and likes doing comedy voices, then
yeah, go for it.
Go and she's very go good. Drop into Trillion 83 on Twitch.
Yeah, awesome.
But other than that, we will be back in a couple of weeks, and I'll no doubt be telling you how much fun it was to try and pack away everything in Slay the Spire. My 3D printer hasn't arrived yet.
I was going to ask you about that, actually. No, yeah, so, it hasn't.
So
no.
They said allow 28 days for delivery, so I emailed them on, I want to say, Thursday last week, and I got the response of, we're sorting out our prizes today. So, you know, I'm going to give it another day and then email them and go, yeah, so about that printer, thanks very much. Where is it?
yes. Okay.
Other than that, all that remains to be said from us is a...
Where can people find you, Justin?
I was going to say a big thank you to Colm for recording with me. Thank you from me, Colm. Where can people find me?
Yeah, where can people find you? Yes, Justin, where can people find you?
Well, they can get in touch with the show at LastSaveLoaded on Twitter, or LastSaveLoaded@gmail.com on the email. And you can currently follow me at Onya6 on that there Twitter. And if Colm returns to Twitter, we will, of course, say where he is.
Yeah.
But until then, or until next week, whichever comes first, it's been Last Save Loaded with Justin and Colm. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. It's full of surprises. 14, 15 minutes earlier, I'm shocked.
I allowed additional time for my PPP, and it was not needed.
Oh, no PPP. Well,
no PPP. Just
not additional time.
Just straight into the room.
Oh, clean sweep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope. Oh dear. I'm glad to hear you're happy.
Yeah.
Well,
are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Happy as a happy person with lots of things to be happy about.
Wow, that's a mouthful. I'm sure you'll tell me what the happy things are out about during the podcast episodes.
well, we'll see.
Okay.
Back of the box, back of the box. No, I'm not going to sing it again. You do realise that people still think it's hilarious when I was testing you with the quiz questions and I said it's royalty and you said Lady Gaga. Colin, you know my birthday is in June, right?
Yeah, pre-birthday, just shut up and get the game and shut up. Anyway, so Brewster's Millions...